Ellie, we can hear. Okay, excellent. Okay, so let's begin. I'm sorry we're a little bit late. I had, unfortunately, another obligation. I don't know if we'll be able to start Dalet Amud Beis, but we're going to touch on it anyway because it's all overlapping. But certainly on Tuesday we will plunge in more. So today I want to finish up the implications of the Ramban. Just to continue where we left off the other day. So we were discussing, this very critical Ramban. Ramban, again, is a watershed, you could say, in the Sugya. You have Rashi and Tosis, of course. That in itself generates a lot of discussion, really kind of crystallizes a lot of the issues. But with the Ramban's, both critique of Tosis and then Ramban's own suggestions, which are, again, very fertile, very fascinating. So then you get, the counter-response, both on the, defense of Bali Tosis as well as, the implications of the Ramban itself. So what we're trying to show is that the Ramban's, both his, again, a rejection of Rabbeinu Tam, but also his own proposal ends up kind of being transmuted in ways that engender, creative, independent positions by the other Rishonim as well, particularly by the Ran and by the Meiri. So that the ingredients in the Ramban, although unnamed, that's not the emphasis in either the Ran and the Meiri. But we're going to get that in a second. Bitul Torah's Chametz, Afar, Rabbi Shmuel, especially the way Rabbi Shmuel is understood as being crucial to the effectiveness of the nature and the effectiveness of Bitul, rather than simply being a Chumrah expanding by Rabbi Matze. And again, the relationship then between Bitul and Hefker, especially the comments of the Ramban that even according to Rabbi Yossi Anglili, and connecting it to Yeush, these are all things that end up being echoed either in the Meiri or in the Ran or in both, right, in ways that, kind of highlight how, these concepts can be understood differently. Okay, so just before we move on in the Ramban and see how he, in the next couple of paragraphs, continues to reinforce and to apply, these same principles, Ramban always is a very, I've mentioned this many times in the past, is a very consistent thinker and writer. And when he, formulates something, he sticks with it. I would say he never changes, but he sticks with it. Sometimes even when he's, contemplating, how to apply it, he sticks with it. And we'll see here again as we continue through the, towards the end of the piece, how the doctrines once articulated, keep getting repeated, in slightly different applications. In order to be kiyumo, again and again and again, the yeush, again and again and again, bitul mitoras, chametz, his take on afar, in a mamon, in a dim mamon, in a shaloh, in a din mamon, etc. Not because of Hefker, but as a din in the Chafza. All these keep getting repeated. We'll show very quickly, just to highlight the language, because there's so much there. This is all the views of the Ramban. And as I was trying to explain, unlike, let's say, the Ran, who, has a more tempered view of Rabbi Shmuel, also a little more complex, because it's more of a kula and a chumra for the Ran than it is for the Ramban. But again, it's more of a, his schema daita ladastar, which is a line in the Ramban, but it's not, I don't think, true to the full measure of what the Ramban holds. Full measure of the Ramban is you need to emphatically and proactively, negate the chametz. It has to be enorotza b'kiyumo. Whereas for the Ran, I think it's much more, you need to be in line with what would have been the Din Torah if not for the Torah's chumrah, and therefore, as long as it's not rota b'kiyumo or nichale a rotza lazakos bo, you're good. For the Ramban, it needs to be ein rotza bekiyumo, right? You know, doche, you know, toras, chametz, etc. These are very subtle differences, but they're important. In the very end of the piece, when he talks about gluski yafe, I think, you know, this becomes abundantly, you know, clear. The contrast between the Ramban and Rashi on gluski yafe, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, I think it becomes crystal clear, unequivocal, that the Ramban thinks that the default is you're always going to be chayiv for Bali Rabbi Matzei, unless you do something, unless you extricate yourself from it. Whereas for others, you know, sometimes you have to initiate, you know, your connection to violate Bali Rabbi, at least under certain conditions. And I think that's a consistent point in the Ramban. The one I think who is closest to the spirit of the Ramban, or maybe just is the spirit of the Ramban, the most, as opposed to adapting, you know, elements, but subtly in the case of the Ran, you know, more obviously, you know, but maybe more creatively in a way, the Meiri, is Rab David Bonfil. So I just want to take care of that just for a minute. Rab David Bonfil, Eli, you saw it? Eli Hyman?
Yeah.
You agree? You don't have to. No pressure.
I do. I agree.
Okay. So what do I mean by it?
So he seems to be understanding Bittel. Also, he rejects the notion that it's Hefker. And he seems to be using the din of Rabbi Yishmael, also like the Ramban, that on the one hand, it's what makes you need to do something to get rid of the chametz. But on the other hand, that's what enables you to suffice with Bittel.
Correct. And he even has a very interesting line. Did you catch it? About why it is that you, which I think, you know, kind of, you know, hammers this home. Why it is that you what? Why can't you do bittel la'achar zman isuro? Okay. He addresses this question. After all, how does the Gemara explain why you can't do bittel la'achar zman isuro?
By invoking Rabbi Yishmael, by saying that it's not b'shutcha anymore?
By saying, enom b'shutcha shel adam. But of course, that's only the beginning of Rabbi Yishmael. In the end of the day, right, Rabbi Yishmael saying, afal pichein, right, you're chayiv. So if you want to interpret afal pichein, you're chayiv. Again, we still have to pin down Rabbi Yishmael better. I've already discussed the question, you know, but, you know, when we get to it on Dav Zayin, we'll talk about it a little bit more. You know, there are, I guess, two opposite ways in the extreme, and I think there's a lot in between, that you could explain the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Eli, what would you say?
So one way to say it is that even though in Hachinam you don't own it at all, the Torah is still going to, like, to make you chayiv, even though you don't own it.
That's kind of what Ramban is saying, and Rav David Bonfil and others, right? Meaning not that you own it, but you don't need ownership because your continued connection, again, whether it's a one that you need to be positive about or one which is default and you need to negate, that could be a separate question. In that, I think the Ramban and Ran are the same. They both, the Ran picks up from the Ramban, that at least when it comes to chametz, means, doesn't really mean that we, that it's not isura. And again, I'll say it in the other extreme. You could have said that the chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael is what? Not that afal pi she'ein b'rishuscha atachayev, which is what the Ramban and the Ran and Rabbi David and all of them say, but
that it really is b'rishutcha.
That the exception here is that it's considered b'shuscha. And even that, by the way, could have been said, I think, in different ways. Quite a few different ways. One way would be to say, I guess the most mechudash in one sense, but the easiest to swallow in another sense, would have been to say, you know what? Chametz is an Isur Zman. You know, yesterday you were making a motzi on it. Right? And next week you're going to be making a motzi on it. So it's also Bahana, but the Isra Hana of Chametz is not the same as the Isra Hana of Basar B'chalov or Kelayim, you know, or and so on. And therefore, even if it's typically true that, you know, Yisurianah is Eina Shalcha or Eina Mamoncha or whatever it is, right? Chametz Shiny. Not Lagamri, you know, but enough. And therefore, it is Rishuscha. You could have said that. Or, if you don't want to go that far, you could say, again, it has to do again with, you know, Bal Yirah and so on. But at least you could say, Legabe Bal Yirah, or whatever, or because of the Xeris HaKasuv, it's Rishuscha. For example, again, these are the questions that I want to pin down when we get to them more. But let's say you have Chametz, which is also Basar B'chal. Well, you can't have Chametz Basar B'chal. Whatever. Let's say you have Chametz, which is also some other Yisra'ana. We still say the same thing? Right? If it's about the relationship to the Chametz, you will. If it's about somehow this being either to begin with or as a consequence, you know, treated on an Yisra'ana level different than if you have another Yisra'ana, you won't say this. Or what will you say about, you know, what else can you do other things with this? Is it only Lagabe Bayira that you know, that it's Bershuscha, or even Lagabe things that typically, you know, as Yisrahana wouldn't be Bershuscha? Like, what about the din of Gezel? Let's say you steal, that's a general debate. If you steal somebody's Yisrahana, that's a little bit of part of the, or Lachem and Lulav and those kind of things. That's part of the Ritva Raiva debate in Lulav HaGazel. Like, what would you say about this din here? Are you allowed to steal Choshen Mishpat-wise? Are the Choshen Mishpat limitations that apply typically to Yisrael, if they are, or the Neder implications, do they apply here? Can it be Konach? That the Ramban does discuss, we'll get to that, and others as well who disagree, like the Rambam, on the Rambam Mish. Can you buy Chametz on Pesach from someone else? Is it only your Chametz? Or is it Chametz in general? And is it only Legabe Bal Yirah? All these things become questions. Where do you draw the line if you take the view that Asan HaKasuv Kila Breshuso means that on some level the normal din of Yisurianah, whatever that is, doesn't apply? Okay, and that's a whole fruitful topic. But that's certainly not how the Ramban, the Ran, Rabbeinu David, that's not how they're interpreting it. For them, the idea is, Asa Nakasuv Kehila Breshuso, even though it's not. Right? So then the question becomes, you know, what about now? So again, it sounds like a Chumrah, but isn't it, maybe it's a Chumrah Shabbat? I don't mean in the Ran sense, like how easy is it to then, you know, proceed, you know, to neutralize it. That we discussed already, the Rambam and the Ramban, the Ran and the Ramban. I mean now in terms of, you know, this other question, which is, Gemara says, Eli and Zion, that what, as a Davar Pashut, the Gemara originally invokes Rabbi Shmuel, not to say Yerchayev Bayirah, but to say what?
That you wouldn't be able to do bittul once this manisser comes.
Exactly. So why is that so obvious when, once you look at the fullness of Rabbi Shmuel? The chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel isn't, you know, that chametz is aser ba'anah. It's an afal pichein you violate bayirah, meaning asana kasav kila b'shuso. Once it's asana kasav kila b'shuso and you violate bayirah l'achar manisuro, is it so pashut that you can't do the bittul? So if it's only a chumrah, you know, again, if it's literally asa hakasuv kila b'shuscha le'inyan zeh, then it's a bigger, stronger question. If you say it's only l'chumrah, that's one way to handle it. But the point is that no matter what, you know, the more, well, so say legabe b'yirah, where it's lo asa, where it's Asan kila b'shuscha, you could have bittul mimanav shach. Why not say that? So that's where Rab David has a very. You have the line, Ellie?
No, I
don't have it in front of you.
I have in front of me. I'm not sure which line Rebbe is referring to.
Okay. Here. First of all, he has the. I agree with Ellie. He agrees with me. That's not the reason I agree with him, but that he's true to the formulation of the Ramban. Habitul hu shalei he daito al hachametz. V'dasa rishonim sheyomar chein b'feirush. Ein daito lev elu sheoso ka'afra bial. The only thing he's lacking is the emphasis of rotza b'kumo. V'tam habitul b'pnei shechametz me'e lev. Interesting language. Who yotze mershusa b'mea pesach sheyasar b'ana. V'chol sheyasar b'ana ina shalom. V'lo karina b'elecha. Ukashaover in Ala Chidush Kidrabi Shmoel, Shenabus Shotovasana Kasav Kil Bershuso, Uvadai Maakar Sheino Bershuso, Eno over Elamipnei Shadaito Alav. Imkain Kozman Shiyomar Shein Daito Alav, but it's not enough that Daito shouldn't be Alav. He's got a Yomar, right? Shein Daito Alav. He's got to reject it. Lo Nishar Lo. Olav shum chiyuv. Ubavad shiyomar chein kodem zman isuro. This is where he gets to that line. Like, why? Shemekivin shigia zman isuro kvar yotza mirshuso. I mean, something does happen, even according to Rabbi Ishmael, at that moment. It's only his previous link that legabe bal yiraya and his lack of explicit renunciation that is mechayev him, but it is yotzer mershuso. V'hu mischayev bo migzeros hakasuv, not because legabe bal yiraya nishar mershuso. Right? If that were true, then you could say, well, legabe b'yiraya nishar mershuso, legabe bal yiraya efshel levaklo. Says Rav David, that's not true. The mechayev is that he used to own it and he never renounced it. That's enough. The shuv, but this is a terrific line. V'shuv lo yo'il lo, im yomar shein daito alav, it's not going to help you then, shekol she'eno b'rshuso, ein lo esek boklal, ele kamisha bital chemtso shel chaveiro. That's a terrific line. It wouldn't be true necessarily according to all understandings of Rabbi Ishmael. Okay. By the way, I also like the formulation of Hefker in Rabbeinu David, and then I'll move away from Rabbeinu David. Ish chaleda shabitul eino inyan Hefker. Shahefker hu shemesalek reshuso mimenu kidei lezakoso lacherim. That is very true to what the Ramban was saying. If you remember, the Ramban was kind of, that's why this Ramban is one to remember, as is the Meiri and the Ksos and the Meram Chalava for Hefker topics, right? So the language, Midramban, was kind of somewhere between its siluk, right, and its hakna. But it's kind of a hakna, b'derech siluk. That's exactly what David says. What is hafker? Shemesalek reshuso mimenu. Not mesalek hadavar l'reshus acher. He takes his motzi reshuso min achefetz. Not motzei achefetz mirushuso. Okay? So it's a mechanism of siluk, right, that generates hakna. Shehefker shebesalik rishuso mimenu, and also the kedei lezakoso lacherim is a way maybe of integrating that other line in the Ramban, where the Ramban says, inami, you know, there's no schia here, you know, we're not worried about, you know, he'll zoch la'atzmo, or being zoch lacherim, v'abituhu shemesalik daito mimenu shehe ka'afar. Lo de das shezaku bo acherim. L'fikach muta levato b'shabbos, and so on. The only thing that he's against the Ramban is, miuvadai le'inyan chametz kach yotze yidei biur, im yafkro so le das shezaku bo acherim, da'alo karina bei l'cha. That's the only company parting, as far as I know, Rab David and Ramban. For the Ramban, Hefker's not a kiyum of Tashbisu. And Bepashtus, Hefker is not excluded explicitly in Lecha. The Ramban's even mistopic that maybe you'll violate in Hefker by your Abai Matze. Either you'll violate by your Abai Matze, his understanding of the Yerushalmi, or if you won't, It's because it's just, you know, it's like Mechiras Chametz. Whereas Rabbeinu David thinks that being mafkir, miu vada linen chametz, yotze yidei biur, im yafka l'das yizaku acherim, if it's l'das yizaku acherim, to lo karina melecha. But it sounds like it's a kiyum and biur, not just a lamaisa. Okay, good. So that's with regard to David. That's like, again, a slight variation on the Ramban, but also, and the way he integrates the Hefker and even this next step in his discussion of Rabbi Shmuel, like, why isn't there a Bittul? But if you look at Rabbi David on Rabbi Shmuel later on, he discusses the possibility, this is also maybe Lishitaso, that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, maybe you could say Rabbi Shmuel. I think he gets that also from the Ramban. Because Ramban here says, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, Bittul is going to work. Again, for the Ran, for the Meiri, you know, you never say that. Right? But for the Ramban, you do. But for Rab David is bothered. And if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, can you do Bittul La'achar Zman Isuro? But in the end, Rab David says, even for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, maybe the answer is no. Because there's still bittul, it's still enarotza bikiyumo. So we'll get to that when we get to that. But that's also an interesting phenomenon. Okay, yeah,
Rabbi.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are a few mentions, a few times that the Ramban seems to also emphasize that it's like that it's also not in your reshus anymore. In other words, it sounds like there could be a bit of a progression because it's enarotza bikiyumo. Mamela, it's not in your reshus.
I think he means, right? I don't think he, right. But I think he means in the sense of lo yirah lecha sa'or bigvulecha, meaning it's considered in your reshus, not in a dine mamonis so much. I think it's more, even in a bal yirah, it's for the Ramban, if you're not in a rotza b'kiyumo, then it's reshuscha. Because it was in your reshus, and you didn't misalik it from your reshus. So I don't think he's saying adif mehafker. And I don't think he's saying it's like a partial din hefker. I think he means in a Torah's chametz, you know, makshiveu ka'afar, you know, mityaches lo ki'ino be'brashuscha, in the bayirah sense of rishus, not so much in the choshe mishpat aspect of it. That's what I think he means. We'll read some of those lines now.
But it's a little bit of an unnecessary reference anyways. In other words, like, you don't really need the rishus or the lecha, or, you know, it's not really relevant for the Ramban, because it's about rotza b'kiyumo. It's all attitudinal. Like, why does it matter to me if, yeah.
Right, no, good. I'm glad you're asking. But my answer is that we're talking about violating Rabbi Shmuel, and the end of the day is about violating Bal Yirah. Right? Lo Yirah lecha. Bigvulecha, or Bershuska. The Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel for Ramban is not that Isuri Anah of Chametz is different, or it's Xeris HaKasuv, that it's, you know, Choshen Mishpat wise more in your Rishus. It's that the Kagdara of Lecha and Rishuska to violate Bayiraya depends on Kolzman, that there wasn't a sufficient Eino Rotza Bikiyumo. Since you were the owner, and you didn't negate le'inyan ba'yira, even if not on a choshen mishpat level, but on an iser level, that's considered lecha and reshuska.
Right, Rabbeinu David doesn't really say that, though. In other words, that's another difference, I think, also. In other words, he doesn't feel he needs to do that, Rabbeinu David. He doesn't make that emphasis on the lecha and reshuscha.
Right.
The Ramban never even says
it. He's more open to saying it even in hefker, you know, too. In real hefker, Rabbeinu David. I think that's kind of comes under the rubric of what I was saying before. But for the Ramban, I think it's totally consistent. Mm-hmm. That's what lo yirah lecha b'gvulcha or b'reshuscha means. It has a double meaning. It has a choshen mishpat meaning. And then beyond the choshen mishpat, this is why it's so important we're taking time on it. It's beyond the choshen mishpat meaning, it's an attitudinal thing, but not just the hanging by a thread, his schema dat das Torah, but if you're the owner in Choshen Mishpat and you don't renounce it, then Lagabe lo yirah lecha gavulcha the iser, it's Pershuscha and it's Shalcha.
So,
not Choshen Mishpat.
Right. So the reason I just want to is just that that's the reason the Ramban maybe didn't say what Rabbeinu David just said about why you can't be mafkir, why you can't do bittel after, because according to the Ramban, Lemaisa, even though it is in your Rishus, Lagabe Bayur Bayumatse, whereas I don't know if the Rabbeinu David even cares about saying something like that. In other words, maybe, it's all attitudinal, nothing to do with, you know, so.
Maybe there's a little more of an escalation away. Because remember, it's fascinating that Rabbeinu David does not, like the Ran, does not emphasize what I consider to be the key words in the Ramban.
Right.
And the reason I consider them the key words, by the way, is because he repeats them again and again and again. It's lo eskima daita ladas Torah, says once. I think the Ran, boom, you know, seized on it. And it puts in, again, it's hard to know, you know, the chicken or the egg, you know, or whether it all came at the same time. But it fits in like a glove to the Ramban, to the Ran's Mahalach. But for the Ramban, what's we'll read it now. Just maybe you know, have you read it, Natana. So yeah. So let's just look at the next paragraph for a minute. Rabbi, we already read the first paragraph,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Just this following up on Natana's point.
Yeah.
Depending on how you understand it, isn't that going to impact cases perhaps where there's not classic Choshen Mishpat Bailus, but you do have some sort of Achrayas Rotsa B'Kiyumo, depending on how you understand the Ramban Rabbeinu David, that's going to affect those cases also.
It means some of the things I was talking about before. Maybe. I'm just saying, I think Rabbeinu David is a little bit of an escalation away from the Ramban, but I think that more so than the Ran and the others, that it's in the spirit of the Ramban at least. But I hear, maybe drawing some of those lines which we talked about now, but which will, I guess, delineate a little more when we get to it, there still could be nafkamina. Maybe.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's the mechanism Rabbeinu David's establishing, like why the bittul doesn't work? What's like the mechanism to that?
No, I think it's a heavy emphasis on the fact that asana kosov kilo b'shuso does not mean, you know, that chosha mishpat wise, there's any consequential change, even as a result, never mind as a cause, you know, and therefore, there is a, you know, anything lakula that requires your bailus is not going to apply lachar zmani sura, only lachumra. Meaning, and the lechumer for him and basically is, you used to be the owner and you did nothing to renounce it. That's the mechayev. Right? But it doesn't give you the ability to renounce it now because a sea change just took place. It became in a b'shus, so that you're like in a mishuach, you have no kosher mishpat bailus such that you can now make statements about Rotsa B'Kiyumo and Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Your ability to make Rotsa B'Kiyumo statements is only as long as you are a miyuchas here. Otherwise, that's it. It's set. Okay. Let's talk about the next, Natano, you can read for us very quickly. So I just want to point out how he repeats. Okay, let's go to the next line. The Efshar V'Nachon. You got it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll integrate as we're doing it the lifne and the lachar. We did discuss this a little bit before the break, but let's examine a little more fully now.
Efshevenachon hu lomar kedivrei Rashi dinafkalad mi medrash tashbisu dehachikam arachmana tashbisu aso misor velo yirah seor elishebe necha kisaruf aviroa oso kaafar vaafar velo tiyah rotsit.
Oh, so again, this is imposing in Rashi. I mean, Rashi doesn't say so much. We know it's Belibo, right? The offer ve'efer, yehe be'enav kesaruf,
right?
This is perfect Ramban, as we'll see, because Ramban at the end of the day is going to tell us that the reason Tashbisu can carry Biur and Bittel, right? And we'll see in a moment that the preference is actually biur, and especially strafa biur, because it's all about the emphatic rejection and negation. So the physical is even better. That I think is an open question. You could have said differently, but for the Ramban it is. So look what he's imposing. Not imposing. Look what he is interpolating, let's say, into, you know, Rashi, right? It's all colored, and that's not a bad thing, by his own, you know, epiphany here. Right? The Hebe Necha Kesaruf, Roas Akafar, Ve'efer. And again, Lo Te Rotze Bikiyumo, which is not Lo Te Rotze Bikiyumo, it's Lo Te Rotze Bikiyumo. It's a negation. Middle Siv Tavar. Okay, Shaharei.
Shaharei, Midalot Skif Tavaru, Otis Rifu, Shaharei, Bishari Surim, Biurin Ksiv Bahen, Kainin Shapir Shpav Hodazara, Hashreis Visaru Vikala, Nikol Makom, Bitol Kishmo, Shivatlo Belibo, Mitoras Chametz.
Again, here's the Mitoras, Bitol Mitora. These are the repeated words, you know, that he likes as his formulation. He's repeated, five times he's repeating them in different combination. Yivatlo Belibo, Mitoras Chametz. Again, the Eno, Rotza Bikiyumo, right? And then, of course, if you can linguistically, you know, sell it, Bikachu Mashmo Sashbasa B'chomoga, that's fascinating, right? And he starts invoking Tanakh. Go ahead. Kinyan.
Kinyan velo tashbis melach bris elokecha lo tivatel.
Yeah.
V'chei nami mashmos shvisa, which is bitul malacha.
Yeah. I mean, it's all attitudinal. These are all, you know, renunciations or, right, intellectual and legal. B'chein unklus?
B'chein unklus metargeim tevatlun chamira v'zashem regemara b'pshitus atu b'dikas chametz teraisehi midirabanan demidiraisa b'bitul ba'alma sagilei v'lo maisi kra dichsiv. Alma pashti de krab a bitulhu.
That's an interesting ha'ara, right? That what?
That they don't really, it never really like walks you through the source of.
Yeah, the Gemara never says minalon about bitul. It's just fascinating. Right. Good point. It's like the ha'ara of the Kesef Mishnah a little bit, where he says, isn't it interesting that the Mishnayos never mentioned bitul? Like those little things, that are right in front of us, but that, you know, we never notice. They can be explained in more than one way because they're very subtle points. But the Gemara never says minalon. You know, the Mishnah, again, the Rabbeinu Tam is a good answer for all those things.
Right, because it's not
a kiyum. It's just lemaisa, so of course. There's no pasuk, there's no Mishnah. But for, you know, if you hold, you know, that it's a kiyum and whatever, but if it's part of the same pasuk, or it's obvious, or that's what the words mean, you know, that's another answer, but it's interesting, just an interesting subtle point. You have this combination of like addressing substantive things and also at the same time kind of, you know, having, you know, your eyes open to all the nuances at the same time. It's like a very extraordinary gift. Yeah, go ahead.
Umatzasi b'helchos gedolos, ubasar debadik, mevatele dechsiv, tashbizis or mevatechem, v'zeo medrash arashi.
Okay. The Midrasho Shel Rashi. I think it's also, I mean, he knows that he's expanding Rashi, but he thinks Rashi is a kindred spirit. He's motivated and stimulated by Rashi, inspired partially by it. Who knows? Maybe he's right. Maybe that's a Rashi man. Okay. Then comes the next line, which we talked about, but we want to talk a little bit more about. Go ahead.
Masha Hikshar Rabbeinu Atzarfati Midirashin and Achalak B'Tashbisu Eino Kushya.
So before we even get to that, so what is Tosa's question again? I know we did this before, but I just want to, it's worth repeating quickly because to expand it a little. So, what's the question? Tosa's biggest question against Rashi, Udime, which is the Rambam and the Ramban, right, by extension.
Which is how can you do this bittul after chatzos?
If tashbisu at chatzos, you know, and tashbisu means bittul, and there's no bittul after chatzos, then you're in big trouble, right?
He like he turns it around and asks it on himself.
Exactly. Or on Bior. D'chi amr snami taviru echtziva levayra achar chatzos. Why is Tosas think that this is a question, right, only regarding, you know, Tashbisu, Bittul? Why isn't this a question for Bior? So the answer, what's the answer for Tosas?
He thinks you can do it after. It's Dafka supposed to be after Zman.
Yeah, it's supposed to be after Zman Yitzuro. So there's no problem whatsoever. But look at the Ramban. This is so subtle, right? V'alo b'shas biro kvar avar alav. That's an important orientation. Meaning what? He's saying, I don't agree with Tosas. I mean, Tosas is based on Tosas. Right. Tosas says, it's like Nosar, right? He says it here. He says it later on. It's got to be Lachar Zman Yisuro. Tosas L'shitaso on Chav Teson Beis. If he's Chozer Levayer, what about right now for these 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour or 3 minutes, whatever it is, isn't he in violation of Bayirah in the meantime? The answer is Tosas says no. Because he's Misasek and he's Onus?
It's part of the process.
As we said before, more likely because there's a relationship between Tashbisu and Bal Yirah. And as you're involved in Tashbisu, right, you're not violating Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah needs to ignore Tashbisu, right? And you're not ignoring Tashbisu. It works better to say what Tosa says if there's a connection, and if the Mechayiv of Bal Yirah is ignoring Tashbisu. So you're not. But here the Ramban is providing the exact opposite perspective. Balo b'shas bir kvar avar alav. And we'll see that's consistent with what it says about Gluska Yafa later on too. It's consistent with everything the Ramban's been saying, which is you don't have to violate Bal Yirah. You don't have to do anything to violate Bal Yirah. You're going to violate Bal Yirah default unless you take measures and steps not to violate Bal Yirah. Right? I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's all connected. It's Eino Rotza B'Kiyumo, not Eino Rotza B'Kiyumo. By the same token, you can't let Bal Yirah, you know, start because you're involved in Tashbisu. Maybe you could. At least it's not obvious. Halo B'Shaz B'Yuro K'var Avar Alav. We'll see later on with the Shema Yimatzei Guska saying, it's too late. You don't have to think about it. You want to keep it in order to violate. I'm jumping ahead. You don't have to think you want to keep it in order to violate. Right away, you have to get rid of it. Otherwise, you're going to violate. Default, you violate unless you negate. Absence of negation constitutes affirmation. Or maybe another way to say it. You don't need affirmation. You need, you know, negation. What's that mentality? I mean, Bal Yirah is all around you. You know, so this is a terrific line. Halo b'shas b'yoro k'var avar alav. Right? Then, so what are you going to say about the b'yor? Right? Meaning even the b'yor would have to be kodem zman yisuro.
It could also be emphatic, right, if it's after. In other words, that's part of what we wanted to say. In other words, it's not impossible for him to have said that.
Impossible, right.
It could have been.
Now, in a minute, I think he does have to say it. If Tashbisu is on Yontif. So I'll get to that. Not impossible. But I think that the orientation is consistent. When I say an orientation is consistent, that doesn't mean it's impossible to say otherwise.
Right.
But what I, it, right? I don't just mean in catching me. I mean in, as a point. Okay. So Alo b'shas b'yor k'var alav alav. He's saying it all. So what's the conclusion to be reached about Bior and then maybe by extension Bittul? The next line, meaning what?
It has to be done beforehand. It's
you
not,
have
it's,
to preclude Bal Yirah in its time.
You can't let it come to be.
Steps, you know, proactively and preliminarily as well. That's the key. So what emerges is a huge argument, Rambam, we'll see Rambam's, I think, equally emphatic, Ramban against Tosas, whether biur or tashbisu, for that matter, right, needs to be kodem zman isuro or dafka lachar zman isuro. In theory, could you have said, it's up to you, maybe? Could you have said, oh, it depends on the mode? I think so. I mentioned already, the Minchas Chinuch is choker. You know, maybe for Rabbi Yehuda, we'll get to the second. Maybe for Rabbi Yehuda, it's Lachar's Mani Sura. Maybe for the Chachamim, it's Kodim's Mani Sura. It's fascinating. But this is a very, very fundamental argument. Again, Tosa says, no, sir. Right? As we've discussed. You know, the Ramban's not impressed with no, sir. First of all, no, sir is Rabbi Yehuda. Only. Secondly, nosar doesn't necessarily mean la'achar zman isuro. It could be because nosa, that's the shame. Like we said with Ramban and Tosis l'shitasam on isura bala. And Natan brought to our attention the language of Sefer Yashar, even here, which is l'shitasam on that point against Ramban. Right? So that's number one. Chozrach of Levaro, Ramban's totally rejecting that, right? So what's fascinating is, so that part of it, fine. That sounds like it's a big argument. There's no evidence, right, that it has to be lachar zman isuro. It's a machlokas and mentality and l'shitasam. The problem is the second raya of the Rambam, of the Tosis. What's the second raya of Tosis?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Isn't it also just possible? Is there any indication that Tosfos holds there's Bali Rabba Yimatze Acher Chatzos?
No.
So
it's a Shia.
Right. It's very possible you don't even need Daito. When Tosfos are talking about Daito Lavaro, that's talking about even on Pesach itself. So, but before Pesach, you might not even need that.
Right. It could be a Shia. I mean, it could be l'shitasam. They just don't think. Although I don't think Rabban thinks it necessarily require Balyra either. Well, again, I do think, I mean, the Rambam, if he holds that way, and Rashi, if he holds that way, that would be part of the l'shitasam. And there are indications.
Right. But I think it's definitely compelling, meaning even if you don't have to use the Daito Lavaro, it's compelling that Tosos probably wouldn't say there's an Isser Shia that stems from Tashbisu if they hold of Daito Lavaro on Pesach itself.
Say that one more time.
I mean, it's just compelling for Tosos that even if there's no Isser Shia on Chatzos, Erev Pesach, there's not going to be a bittul. If you're trying to do Tashbisu, certainly there's not going to be an Isser Shia.
Isser Shia. Right. I'm saying, even if Bal Yirah, there was such a thing, Isser Shia, there's less likely to be such a thing, assuming that Isser Shia is a different Mechayev. And especially if the Mechayev is Tashbisu itself. Correct. Whereas, that's what I meant before when I said a little bit that the more you think Tashbisu drives, I said Bal Yirah, but I meant Isur Shihiyah, the more Tosis is compelling. And the more you think that the Isur Shihiyah, and for the Rambam and Rashi, maybe Bal Yirah is Koveya, then Lachazman, then Lifnezman Isuro is compelling. 100%. Okay. So what's the second? Keep going, Natanel.
What's the problem? Well, first of all, Rabbi Akiva just says explicitly that Tashbisu is beer. So in other words,
Tashbisu is beer, okay. Right. That's what bothers Ramban here. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the answer to that? That's what the Ramban is addressing.
Right, so
yeah, go ahead.
So he says, Da'atu bir lav deraisi.
But really, one second. It's really a dual question. Number one is, if Sreifa or Biur is Tashbisu, so then it's not Bittul. B, I guess the implicit other question is, if it is Bittul, or if it's both, then what's the raya of the Gemara anyway?
Right. Or we could have the raya then.
Right? You could do bittul on, right? Go ahead.
So he says, the atu bir lav deraisu el kol shemevar vaday mashbisu dachi kamar rachmana she seor batul mi batechem vein bittul biyadayim el esreifa.
And that's number one, very interesting. And he says bittul biyadayim, the apex esreifa.
And below ksiv, yeah.
Sorry. And that's one din, basically. There are two dinim and was pasa. There's an intellectual renunciation, there's a physical renunciation. And as we'll see later on, in the end, he prefers the physical renunciation. It's more objective. You know, it's more of an emphatic rejection. It's more, yeah, you're treating it as offer, not just, you know, telling you that you treat it as offer. Okay, go ahead.
This sort of addresses the second, like the proof.
Meaning, if the question of osel doesn't do it derech bittul or something like that, he's saying that's a, if the pasuk means both, there has to be an outlet for it. If it's always osel biyantif, you're never going to have beer. That's his answer, right? But od ibiyom rishon tashbisa biyantif. So it's not even like there are two options, but one is never going to be realized. There can only be one option because lachar's man you're never going to have anyway. Right? Right? Okay, so here I just want to repeat what I said before our break, but just to expand just a little bit more on it. And that is that in this piece, again, the integration of the two as one kiyum is great. But what's fascinating is what he ignores in what's implicit in Tosis. Meaning the raya from Rabbi Akiva should be, and Tosis doesn't say this, this is Rabbi Zalman Meltzer's question that I made reference to. The raya from Rabbi Akiva should be the best proof, maybe the only proof, that Tashbisu has to be La'achar Zman Isuro. Right? Why? Tani?
Because it's Yamtu.
Because the whole point is, what's the raya from the Gemara? That it's yantif, and Sreifa is also biyantif, so it can't be. Why not just say what? He burned it in advance of yantif. Correct? So that is a huge gaping hole, seemingly, in the Ramban's presentation. Right? The question from, you know, either there's no bitalach or zman isuro, it's based on an assumption which the Ramban explicitly rejects. And we, if he didn't do it, we could do it for him. Who said it has to be lifnei zman isuro? Who says it has to be lach or zman isuro? Who says even beer has to be lach or zman isuro? But you do see from Rabbi Akiva that the sreifa has to be lach or zman isuro. What are you going to do about that? What happened to, you know, that would be the best raya ever for Tosis, right? That Tashbis is lachar zman isuro. So this is what I was trying to say way back. And that is, I think that there are two ways to solve it. One way to solve it would be to say, maybe that's a din in Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda always thinks, you know, that the derech sreifa, you know, implies an emphasis on tashbisu, which is more acute. I don't think it has to be this way. La'achar zman isuro. Okay? It doesn't have to be this way. I mean, the Ramban makes it perfectly clear that, you know, in the regular achila case, he thinks you could do tashbisu b'sreifa kodim zman isuro, right? But if you ask me objectively regarding that question, I would say, shiny Rabbi Yehuda, and that's, as we've been saying, like Rabbi Chaim, like Minchas, just like the Minchas Chinuch said this part explicitly. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda has to be lachar zman isuro. Maybe the Chachamim, where the emphasis isn't on the maisa, it's more on the effect of, you know, taking care of business before there's a problem, that's kodim zman isuro. Right? So the Gemara brought a raya for Rabbi Yehuda, within Rabbi Yehuda, but that doesn't mean that we pass, if you don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rambam doesn't. Like, what will the Rambam do with this raya? I think that's a very good answer. It's Rabbi Chaim's perspective, the Rambam paskes hashem sasam chol davar, with the Minchas Chinuch's nafkamina. It could be he says it even for the Rambam, I just don't remember. You have to look it up. It's easy to find out. However, I think there's another answer, and that was what I mentioned in the name of the Rav, and which I tried to expand on, and that is that maybe there's a huge difference qualitatively if you hold that Tashbisu is on Yontif, right, the beginning of Yontif, as opposed to saying that it's in the middle of the day, Achilek. And that difference is that the gap, or put it this way, the relevance and the significance of the Tkufa of Lifnei Zmano is hugely different qualitatively, right? If you're talking about Erev Yom Tov to Yom Tov, or if you're talking about Achilek. The whole notion of Achilek, as we've discussed, is a huge kiddush. And then the Gemara itself said, like, Atu, you know, when the Gemara was talking about Yisra Malacha, like Heichan Matzinu, then with Tzegzeres HaKasuv, remember, Rashi said Tzegzeres HaKasuv to explain the Gemara, on top of the Gemara, and what was it? Base on the base. Right? So I was saying, it may be exerts a cost of, but it's also very understandable. Namely, it's one day, everything we discussed, especially if you're breaking up in the middle of it from the morning to the evening in halves. Like that phenomenon of a split day, Heicha Matzinu, so what's the answer to it? You could say, well, you know, there's a 48-hour day called Yom HaRichta, maybe only Rabbanan, whatever, on Rosh Hashanah. Typically, we don't think of that either. We do really think that they're connected 2 days. But whatever, you know, let's give me the phenomena. You can have a 48-hour day and you can have a 12-hour day. Or day, meaning a special din. And never the twain shall meet, the gap, you know, the Rubicon, we'll call it. You know, of you know, before and after Achilek is like a regular day. But that, I'm not saying that no one holds that way, but what I am saying is that's not a compelling thing to say. A much better thing to say, especially once you introduce Korban Pesach and Yom Yadalid and everything else into the mix, and the special status of Erev Pesach and so on. Right. Once you introduce all that stuff into the mix, the best way to say is it's one day, and then you have to figure out how much impact does the first have on the second, and how much does the second have on the first? How much spillover is there in both directions in this temporal anomaly? Sounds like science fiction, right? You know, this temporal black hole. So that's the question. So that is that's the point. You could talk about lifnei zmano, which is mitzuruf to likrat lachar zmano in an achilek. But the whole idea is if you think ach b'yom harishon tashbisu, there is no half day. It's just this, you know, and even if there's a chag ha-pesach, frankly, it'd be interesting to wonder whether or not the worldview that says ach b'yom harishon tashbisu means yom tov, do they also downgrade chag ha-pesach completely? Or at least the morning part of it? Or no? That's Chag HaPesach, this is Chag HaMatzos. I'm not sure. I think that's something to keep an eye open for. I think it's too amorphous to prove it, but I think it's something to wonder about. Okay? But even if not, In the end of the day, what I'm saying is that if it's Yom Tov, see, the Rubicon between Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov is unbridgeable. Therefore, there's no, it's not Mitzuref. You know, this is the question. You know, all year round is Mitzuref, Hetera Bali Surabala, Shloshim Yom, or Shkodesh, Yadalit at night, Yadalit in the morning, Yadalit in the afternoon. So maybe then what we're saying is the only way that to have Tashbisu then is Lachar's Mani Suro. But L'Halacha, where we reject it, so then Lifnei is better maybe. At least it's possible. And once it's possible, maybe it's better. And I think this is true. That's what we were saying before. Especially for the Ramban, who thinks that there's a shame, chametz all year round, for a Terabala. Especially for the Ramban, who on Daf Mem Tes against the Balamor, is what I said before, holds that the Isra Vachilas Matzah isn't only after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, till nighttime. It's in the morning. And I certainly think that this is the case for the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam is emphatic and explicit, and it's part of the Hagdara for the Rambam of Tashbisu, that it's Kodem Zmanu. I also think I'll get to the Rambam back in a minute, but it's also Kodem Zman Iser Achilaso for the Rambam, which is Lishitasa. We'll get to that. But who more than the Rambam, right, held that the morning of Achilek, right, except for maybe the Ramban, is a crucial time and has a shame chametz matzah, right? I mean, right, the Rambam is the one who holds that the din of Derech Rechoka, you know, begins at Nates. The din of Iser Malacha, even Makom, Shenagu, you know, Lasos Malacha. There are plenty of things that are Aser in the morning. Right? So for the Rambam's word said that who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Pesach Shalom Lishma is puzzle in the morning. Even it doesn't hold like the extreme Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You know, that you could actually, b'di'eved, bring it in the morning. So the Rambam holds that the morning of Yadalid, for a bunch of things, are, I think that's why, again, we'll get to it in the next sugya, that's the transition, you know, why the Rambam emphasizes Ravot, Chatzos, but you know, Korban Pesach. But the point is, for the Ram Korban Pesach's connection to Yom Yadalid as Erev Chagamatzos is very acute. So for the Ramban in his way, and for the Rambam in his way, this dialectic of Achilek, but it's one day, you know, and therefore the morning anticipates, you know, and the afternoon over, you know, spills over backwards, is very important. Maybe for Balitosis, it's more like a, you know, 6-hour day. 2 6-hour days. No difference. Okay? So that is a huge, that's a very important principle. So it's either Sreifa versus Koldavar. I think you'd say that for the Rambam, certainly. Right? Hard to say for the Ramban, because the Ramban is dealing with the Rayas. Okay. Let's continue. Does the Ramban imply a little bit that maybe you could have been mechalek between Sreifa and Bittel when it comes to Kodem Zman Isuro? Originally, he holds no, even beer wouldn't be. It's also something to think about. Okay, let's continue. Netanel?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Just a question on that for the Ramban. Why would there need to be a tziruf between the two time periods, especially if you thought that maybe, I don't know if it's clear on the Ramban, that Tashbisa and Bal Yirar are two separate things, So then why would there need to be a tziruf?
I'm only trying to explain the following problem. Why was the Ramban not troubled by the Gemara on Hey Omen Aleph proof that Ach B'Yom HaRishon cannot be Yom Tov? After all, if it was Yom Tov, you would end up having Sreifa B'Yom Tov. If the Ramban holds that Tashbisu is Kodem Zman Isuro, and the thing is that it should be Mushbeis, you know, at the critical moment, so the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why not say you burn the chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, whatever, you know, and you burn it so that when you hit, you know, I don't know, Ben Ashmashos or Tosefes Yom Tov or whatever it is, you know, that it's you know, it's burnt to a crisp. In the same way that Kodem Chatos, it has to be burnt to a crisp, even though Tashbisu is after. In other words, there are two possibilities of reading the Pasuk, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sorbim Batech. One is Etzat Chatzos, and one is Etzat Yom Tov. When it's at Chatzos, the Ramban is comfortable for Bir and for Bittul, saying that you do it in advance so that when the clock strikes, it's done. In other words, a Hachana and a passive. But if you say that, then the whole Gemara, Raya's, is out the window. That's what I'm trying to explain. So I'm suggesting that for the Rambam, maybe the answer to that is Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim. But for the Ramban, that doesn't work so well because he's also trying to explain the Shaka Vitaria. You know, and he's bringing it as a Raya. Like, you know, he's almost oblivious. Again, the question is not my question. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer asked the question. But I think it's just an obvious, maybe to Yeshua, I'm not sure. I think it's just like a very strong question.
Right, but I'm saying that the Achilek approach assumes that there needs to be a tziruf between the time that you do
the saying, right. The Rubicon between Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov, if it's a din in Yom Tov, and between Lifnei Achilek and La'ach Achilek are totally different. That's what I mean by the tziruf.
But what's the need for the Rubicon in the first place?
Not a need. It's a reality, meaning...
Right, but why can't you just do Tashbisu, whatever that is, and there's no shaychas at all?
The point is that it's not matura. I mean, what, you're burning the schametz Erev Yontov? Big deal. Torah says Tashbisu on Yontov. Who says Tashbisu on Yontov is connected to getting the effect, you know, so that the first moment will be characterized by that way, passively. That's what I mean by the tziruf.
Rabbi? Is there a possibility also of being mechalek between how Tashbisu would look if it was on Yontif versus how it is?
Isn't that what I just said?
No, meaning in the sense that the Gemara was initially, that the Gemara was initially saying, if Tashbisu is going to be on Yontif, then the type of Tashbisu needs to be Bekum V'Yaseh.
Right.
But when it's pre-Yontif, so then it could be B'Shev. I mean, the Ramban would have never had a Havamina to say Mavuar or Mushbas if Tashbisu really was on Yontif. I didn't hear
what
that.
We're saying. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, I thought what we were talking about was that it's B'Shevi Al Taseh either way, but it needs to be the initial Maisa that...
No. It's not... Right. It's Sheval Taseh when it's Achilek, and it's Kum Va'aseh La'achar Zman Isuro when it's Yontif. That's exactly the point. That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's another issue, by the way, if you want to parallel, which is, you know, just coming up. Sorry, I'm just going to take a little more time. People have to leave. But I just want to get through at least the language of Ramban so we can really start Tuesday going forward. But I'll give you another really interesting ha'ara that we'll just elaborate more, but this is going to be the derech in a way. Mitoch. But I'm assuming, well, I guess we are a little bit art. Doing Dalad on base to Hayamid base, right? So the on Hayamid base, bottom of Dalad base, Gan Hayamid Aleph, top of Hayamid base. The Gemara says, you know, Shema, I mean, no, there's no mitoch. Josh, what's the, or Gavi? Let's say, I hear from Gavi. I haven't heard from Gavi in a while. Gavi, what's the mitoch part?
I haven't done the Gemara yet. I'm not sure.
So it's not so terrible from your point of view that in a couple of days, I'm a little behind. You're going to forgive me. I hope. Simcha Leib.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm getting. Have you hear me?
Yeah.
1 second. I'm finding the Gemara.
What's the Litoch point?
Wait, is that the point about Havara?
Yeah. They say, well, and Shmamina Amid Rabbi Kiva Tlas.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say read that. More about it, but.
Should I read the words?
Sure. Go ahead.
1 second. Ham and Biz, right?
Yep. Ham and Biz, and then. Got it?
Yeah, okay. Aim beer, Shamina, Merikiba, Tlas, Shamina, Aim beer, Hamikla, Srefa, Shamina, Havara, the Halaketa, Shamina, Lamarin, and Hola, Hutra, Havara, the Tzorach, Utranamikla, the Tzorach.
Okay, so what's the last one?
Meaning, even though usually lighting a fire is not such a problem on Yantif, because you can cook, but it's not for food, it's going to be okay. It's not okay if it's not for food.
Apparently, it's not for you, but you usually say mitoch, which extends it. Apparently, we're not holding mitoch, or Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold mitoch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the implication? That if you do we paskin mitoch?
No.
Klal Yisrael.
Yes. Okay.
So machlokas beit hilul beit shammai.
So yes.
You know, the Mishnah and beit enough, you beit some of it. We pass can like Hillel. We talk.
You can. Yeah. Okay.
So let's say you didn't burn your chametz on Erev Pesach for whatever reason. Can you burn your chametz on Pesach? On Yom Tov?
Sounds like we should pass can that it should be okay.
From this Gemara, it would seem that you should be able.
Maybe only if you hold the Kerehuda, though.
Okay. Good point. So, right? And yet, the problem is that there are Gemaras that imply that you can't. Like the Gemara says that if you find Chametz of Pesach on Yantif, you should be a kofel of a sakli, or build a mechitza there, correct? All these kind of things. So, and Rambam says, what are you going to do? You'll probably end up violating Valyura. So what happened to me? The Gemara says you say mitoch. We paskin mitoch. Okay, everybody hear the question? This is a question Bali Tosis asked, and all Rishonim. But we'll discuss all the different views. I'm going to tell you just briefly my suggestion, and then I'll elaborate it when we get to it. And that is there a difference between the view? This is kind of the parallel opposite. Does it matter whether or not the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah of Yom Tov or a mitzvah of Erev Yom Tov? Because at the end of the day, what the Gemara says is that you should apply the din of mitoch according to Rabbi Akiva if you held it. But that's within the worldview that what? That Tashbisu is a mitzvah to do on Yom Tov. But we don't paskin that way. We were playing with that world, that scenario. How do we paskin? Achilek. When are you supposed to do Tashbisu? At Chatzos. So you didn't do Tashbisu. Let's say it's not your fault. So now it's a holy, this is my suggestion. Other Rishonim, the Rishonim and Achronim say different things. I think some of them are trying to say this. Again, no secrets. We'll get to it. We'll discuss it more. But my view is this really mitoch? Or is this an Erev Yom Tov Kiyum that you're doing on Yom Tov? You do a Yom Tov Kiyum on Yom Tov, that's mitoch. But if you do an Erev Yom Tov Kiyum on Yom Tov, it's much more questionable. You can say, it begins Erev Yom Tov, it continues. Maybe. Or it's Erev Yom Tov because you can't do it on Yom Tov. If you say those things, it's really a Yom Tov Din. Same thing. But maybe not. Especially if you hold like Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, that Tashbisu is fundamentally Kodem Zman Yisuro. So then you're trying to do yesterday's mitzvah today, that's mitoch? Not necessarily. This is the parallel opposite of what we're talking about here, which is, right? The Gemara seems to say that if Ach B'Yom HaRishon was Yontif, right, then getting it done in advance would not do it, would be insufficient. Right? Does that carry over now that the time frame is no longer Erev Yontif and Yontif, but pre-Chatzos and post-Chatzos? That's the argument. Okay? So I'm going to say something very similar about Mitoch when we get it. But in the opposite, again, it's the parallel opposite. Okay. Let's continue. Go ahead.
V'shuv matzasi b'sifri lo yira lecha se'or roa ata lacherim lo yira lecha se'or ata roa legavoa lo yira lecha se'or ata roa b'platya lo yira lecha se'or bata b'libcha mikan amru holich lishchot et es pischo kol masis and zuhi b'ris eshnu yisham v'lamadati mimena she'en abitol nidrash lona milosh and tashbi su ela mimiut lecha se'or.
Okay, but again, it's very important to understand that this is, so Bitul then is, it's interesting. Is Bitul from the same Pasuk of Tashbisu, and it's even the same din, just that one is intellectual and one is physical, and then which one is superior? Or is it, from two different psukim? But the point is, either way, that it's a formal din. It's not Alpi din, this is Hefker, and therefore it's Mimela, not Lacha. It's a Gzeres HaKasu. It's a din. But then comes the next line, which I think is also terrific. Go ahead.
This is a very, if you were a
composition person, you'd say this is a very run-on sentence. It's very verbose, right? Well, why is Raman doing this? But it's all the ingredients. He wants to say this emphatic rejection idea, right? Again, you got the Yeush, but it's Yeush mipnei Yisuro. Motzi midaito mechala mamon, enu ba'enov kisor shalom. Again, the repetition. It's not mamon, it's not shalom, it's afar. It's afar shena shava klum. It's embo din mamon klau, right? Meaning, this is a formality, and it's an emphatic rejection. Therefore, yotzei dei chavaso. I keep going, once again.
Nim says Omer shlosh mine biur hein. Shemar Torah shlo yira chamit shalano biur shuseinu.
This is where you get the hierarchy,
right? Lefikach biuro mina olam kagon b'sreifa, osha avdu lagamre zehu meula shebehen.
Like ibdo, mean destroyed. Ibdo, right? So sreifa, or some other, total destruction of the object. Ibdo lagamre zehu meula shebehen. Here's the hierarchy.
Bidlo bedibor bilvad nami yatsa. Shavza yatsa mitoras chametz, kiven shu rotsa linog bo iser.
Repeat it. Yatsa mitoras chametz, kiven shu rotsa linog bo iser. Not that he's not interested. He's rotsa linog bo iser. Right? The eno, again, as if he didn't say it enough times. As many times as he said it, that's how many times the Ran, and even Rabbeinu David didn't say it. She wrote to Linagbo Yisur, the Eno wrote to the Kiyumo. Who wrote also Kafar? She ain't a Roy Lachila. Okay, he just can't stop himself. Each time he gets, it's like, once you get him going, every, negation that he can throw in. Because that's the din. He's right. Go ahead.
Go ahead. The earlier discussion.
Not because of Hefker.
Hefker works.
Yeah. Kol eilu divrei Torah.
Aval midivrei sofer mitzrichu levar legamrei dilma asu lemechal minei.
As opposed to Ran, who thought that it was maybe you can't muster the level of Bitul. It's interesting because that would have been the Ramban's level of bittul is way more refined and demanding than the Ram's. It's interesting that the Ram thought, you know, that maybe there are standards of bittul that people can't meet. You have the Ram has both theos, or maybe it's, you know, Shami Yavala de Achila. That actually, I think, would have worked much better for the Ramban given his high threshold, but not to be. Okay, go ahead. I wonder whether or not, I'll just say it, you know, the Ram's exposure to the Ramban, even though he ended up modifying it in a significant way, didn't kind of leave the impression on him, you know, that, you know, that it's not so easy to muster the proper level, you know, of bittul, ironically. But he's the one who says it, the Ramban doesn't. Okay, so that doesn't work out well. But, you know, okay, go ahead. Interesting, right? In other words, alpidin, it's equal if you sell it. Okay, v'nirin advarim.
Sha'bita b'leiv hu v'eino tzarech lahotzio b'sfasav. Zeu sheshanu chachamim b'kol makom mevat lo b'libo v'chein perish Rashi. V'chein le'inyin avodazar.
For the Ran, that this can be b'leiv, because it's simply a reflection of eino nichalei, and therefore it's a schema d'aita l'das Torah, and the whole thing is hanging by a thread, you know. That's one thing. For the Ramban, it's a little bit more defensive about it, right? Because there's a lot going on here. Maybe you should at least have to objectively articulate it, you know? But he says, no, we do find others of these kind of negation, renunciation, bittles that are also believed. V'cheinin in Avodazara.
V'cheinin in Avodazara, sh'izkir chamim bittel kol shniz yayish me Avodazara, shelo bilvad bilibo habi bittel.
This reinforces the Yiyush example, which I think had so much impact on the Miri. Okay, basically said it several times already, right? Mamon Aveda, Kivin Shinis Kalsh Mimenu Belibo Yotzer Mishus Avichal Zochabo Kano. It's only Belibo, but it's a game changer. It changes the status of the Heftza. As in terms of bailus.
So af chametz bismano mamon avodhu mi baila v'yatzim irishuso b'yeish.
But he's not talking about hefker here. That's what you were asking me before. He's talking about, you know, attitudinally, in terms of what Bayi Rabbi Yimatze is about. Keep going. This is the point I want to make about Shema Yimatzke, Gliska, go ahead. And that is again for Rashi, you know, you have to have, or it's a chashash. We're worried about the chashash that proactively he'll be interested in it. Right? But for the Ramban, its presence without being in a rotza bikiyum mode is enough. There's a default. Or Isar Shehia, as the case may be. Go ahead. That's why it's Hifriz Alamida. The Daiti Ilave Mi Karakamar. The Ode, Shemnasan Daito Ale,
This
is a chiddush. What's he saying? Tano.
That if you did bittel, but then you were into the chametz afterwards, then you would be over.
Right. That's shocking, right? As we just pointed out, right? The Gemara says that there's no bittel, you know, lachar zmani suro. You know, that's it. That closes the books. But if it was an initial bittel, right, and then he's, you know, chozer bo, that's a huge chumra, correct? You would have thought everything is just frozen, whatever it is. You can undo bittel after Zman Yisuro. Even though you can't do bittel after Zman Yisuro. Huge chumra. Go ahead.
And we call Malcolm Kevin Shirosa wrote about Nasis Shelo, the Chatzer Shel Adam, Konelo Dvar Torah.
Wow. Even though it's technically Choshe Mishpat wise, not Breshuso. Very shocking. And then he asks it, and then he says that he sticks with that anyway. Bim Tomer Ein Tzchiya B'Suriyana.
V'hala Inyan Avodah Zarah Minan Gzeira Dilma Megaba V'hadar Mevatla. V'havila Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael. V'kol Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael Ein La B'Teil Olamis. Koshin Chamesh Ein B'Tol Mitchila Ela B'Dai Tishlo Ratz V'Kima V'Koshin Chazar V'Nasan Daito Olav Over.
Yeah. It's true that typically there's no Tzchiya B'Suriyana. But here, where the Hagdara, right, is Legabi Bayiroa, that you have to be Einarotza Bikiyumo, otherwise your default over when it resolves your Chametz, you can under the Bittel, you can, you know, through Chatzero or Kinyan. Very shocking.
That's also sort of the point from before. Like, what's this whole Chatzero business? Okay, you wrote to Bikiyumo, so you wrote to Bikiyumo. In other words, you don't have to. It doesn't matter if you're Kona. If you're not, if let's say your chutzner wasn't Kona, right? So it'd still be. The same din should apply.
Right. True. Okay. You know, I guess if there was no din of chutzner Kona law under normal conditions, then maybe the objective circumstances, you know, rotsa b'kiyumo in this situation, you know, would be like shel chavero or something like that, to use the Rabbeinu David's language. But you're right. It's tamua what he says. Then he has another possibility and he rejects it. Go ahead. Because he's fixated on, you know, Bittel Avodazara, which is an interesting parallel for him. Okay, so Ad Kan, I'm sorry it took so long. That's the Ramban. We're not going to obviously read every Rishon like this, but you could see that every paragraph he's reverting back to Inarotza B'Kiyumo. He's hugely machmir in this din of Inarotza B'Kiyumo in Gluska Yafe. Right? And he has some very big Chidushim, you know, that are chumras as a result of it. Okay, so let's pick up on Tuesday very quickly, just to talk about, all I want to talk about then quickly is Rambam a little bit, which most of you did. Rambam and Sefer HaMichdam and Maram Chalava on Afar. And then we want to move on to Shaka V'Tarya about the Isur Shehiyah, Dalanamud Beis, Tehayamud Beis, the Maram Kol Masad I gave. Okay?
Rabbi.